There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
City, looking out at the nice sunrise, late spring sunrise in New York City. So that's a good thing. I think, let's see, we'll go around the virtual table here. Ken Kessler's not going to watch the sunrise for a while. He's in San Diego, where there were a few clouds yesterday, I think, right? That was the big deal yesterday.
And there were a couple of clouds.
Right. And there's Molly Page, the news sage, who's in Washington with a story about the hackers who have stolen from U.S. government computers. You thought you knew the whole story from earlier in the week? There's more to be had from the news person. I was going to say news hag, but that's not nice at all.
Oh, snap. It's okay. I'll go with it. It's right.
Okay. It's not true because it's Molly Page, the news sage.
Wow.
So what have these horrible hackers stolen from us that we didn't grab onto this first time around?
Well, the headline may be a little bit misleading in that the information is coming from a major federal union saying that the cyber theft of employees' information is more damaging than at first appeared. They are asserting that hackers stole personal data and social security numbers for every federal employee.
And retirees.
Yes.
Yes.
However, there are people who are saying this is coming from their union, the workers' union, because they're not getting information, so they're sending this out to scare people.
Well, there's two sides to this, obviously, as there always are to any story. Is it that they are sending this information to scare people or to hide how badly this has been handled? The fact that a million former federal employees, that retirees, the current employees all may have been exposed. If the government were to do as good a job as, let's say, the McKinney Police Department getting in front of a problem, they'd have been out there and said, nope, this is the story, this is what happened, this is what you have to be concerned about, this is what you don't have to be concerned about. But instead, there's nothing.
Right.
Right? All this is speculation, and that is what really happened. When there's a vacuum, there's a need to fill the hole, and the hole comes from the unions or whatever news reporters might be able to speculate upon and make it sort of quasi-news. But it seems to me, from what I can gather in this mall, that nobody really quite knows how extensive the problem is. Am I right, Kenny, on this, or what are we getting? Is there anybody in terms of...
Well, if they know about this... If they know that, I've got a bunch of comments, but if they know how extensive this is, they're not really telling us.
And so that's all the more reason to speculate, right? You guess.
Yep.
If you don't know, you guess. That's the whole thing that goes on here on this radio program. If we don't know, we make it up or we guess. And we don't know.
The union's just frustrated because they say they believe that the hacker stole military records, veteran status information,
perfect.
Addresses, birth date, job pay history, health insurance, life insurance, pension information, all down the line, everything you could possibly know. They're saying that's what they stole, and the administration saying that, the Obama administration saying it's not that extensive.
No. We're not going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, because that wouldn't follow with hope and change. Right?
Right. Right.
No hope, no change. All right, so Kenny, what are friends of ours, our Facebook friends, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, saying about the hackers?
Charlie says, too bad the NSA was so busy listening to our phone calls and reading our email that they didn't have time to fix this.
That's cute.
Excuse me, yes, next.
Eddie says, the president continually warned that this would happen if we didn't keep up with the other nation's technology. Now he will be blamed for the breach.
Do I follow that? What is the... run by the... Let me hear that again.
The president continually warned that this would happen if we didn't keep up with the other nation's technology. Now he will be blamed for the breach.
Did he say that? Is that something that's true? He's been talking about this and what we had to do. What do we have to do? Why would we have to talk about it? Why wouldn't we just do it? Why wouldn't there be some directive that says, okay, you know, fix this, whatever. That's what management's about. He's the manager, right? Am I missing something?
I don't know. I don't know which agency would be responsible for this.
Too much government, too many of these things. Everything's so vulnerable now. Oof. Okay, what else?
Roy says, my personal data has been stolen or lost so many times, I sometimes wonder who I am. Whose heads will roll for this, and why aren't we seeing mass firings at the agencies that are supposed to be protecting our data?
Yep. Well, when you come up with things like that, yesterday I was soundly criticized for suggesting that the Baltimore Police Department, because most of the members in it don't seem to be doing their job, I said, let's fire them all. Or anybody who's not doing the job. And people criticize me for that. Huh? Why are you criticizing me for that? What's wrong with that thinking? If they're not doing the job and you're getting paid for doing a job, you're not doing it, why wouldn't you think it would be appropriate to fire them?
There's no other industry that if you're not doing your job for whatever reason, nobody would tolerate that.
Exactly. Did we have social media? I just saw some things that came to me through email. Did anybody take shots at me for what I said about that?
I didn't see anything on our Facebook page.
Okay.
People tend to forget that a police officer is a job.
Yeah.
They're not separate beings. It's not a league unto its own. It is a job.
It is a league unto itself. Yes, I don't agree that it isn't. It is a league unto itself.
Well, but firemen, that's a job, right?
Yeah, right. They're public employees, and somehow or other, some people think they deserve a different sort of respect, or they deserve different treatment, or whatever. I don't know why that is. I don't get it. If you do your job and you get paid, then you're expected to perform. Why is that so unusual? And why is it that because I suggested that, and this is not about me, but it really annoyed me yesterday when I got so many shots taken at me because I suggested that they're not doing the job, so they ought to be fired. I don't get why is that such a
unpopular position? Because the other argument that's out there is that they're afraid if they do their job, they're going to be indicted, they're going to be held on criminal charges, because those are the people who don't believe anything wrong happened with Freddie Gray.
Right.
That they were doing their job
and
there.
And that's part of the problem. That's a core problem as well. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougStephan.com. And then there's the old wonderful, not so old though, the wonderful tried and true way of getting your name and your thought on the air quickly is to send us a note via social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The story behind the story of who called to complain about the pool party up next here on Good Day.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy? How do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on all HP inkjet printers.
Offer in 6/13/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See storestaples.com for details.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Lumber Liquidators has one of the best selections of top quality hardwood floors, and now we've got them for less with deals on over 400 gorgeous styles, including some of our most popular floors, like pre-finished gunstock oak. It's one of our best-selling hardwoods, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get stylish white plank hardwood. This week, 3/4-inch solid hardwood is an incredible 32% less than other stores. Get pre-finished hardwood from 49 cents. Plus, pay no interest until September 2016. For the flooring styles you want at a price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Can I sign his phone?
Shall we book another appointment then?
No,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big one?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It is a Friday. Thought for the day today. When I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down, happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment, and I told them they didn't understand life. John Lennon said that.
John Wayne said that?
No, John Lennon said that.
Oh, John Lennon said that. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. By the way, this is the anniversary. It's interesting you mentioned that, the anniversary of the passing of John Wayne in 1979.
Oh, I didn't know that.
At the age of 72. Also, things of various historical significance on this date. 1987, President Ronald Reagan delivered that famous speech at the Brandenburg Gate in which he said... You don't remember what he said?
Well, I was waiting for you to tell us.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Sounds better when you do it.
And then the bodies of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were found on the state in 1994. But the glove didn't fit.
And they're still looking for the killer.
Must. Speaking of who they're looking for, as the Texas thing... which is, in terms of the countdown of the hot hits in talk radio this week, number two story. The man who called 911 to complain about the pool party and then was all over the media defending the police response as a good amount of aggression, turns out is a convicted felon who spent time in jail for torturing animals and violent behavior. His name is Sean Toon. He was sentenced to 9 months in jail after pleading guilty to killing and maiming prize farm animals and covering them in paint. He was separately sentenced for 2.5 months for aggravated assault. He's the one who called the police to allege that this group of black people were climbing over fences to get into the pool, and the cookout was basically overtaken by them. And so that's a related story, whether it has much impact. Just I'm looking at a picture of this guy, and a picture says, you know, the old business about a picture is worth a thousand words or
yeah.
Something along that line. This is a bad-looking dude. I wouldn't want to look him square in the eye or walk into him in a bad place. Oof. So, but the reason I bring it up is because as this story has sort of developed and spread, it does. It's a beautiful thing that we talk about and learn about and sort of. I mean, I don't really give a darn about this guy Toon, but the idea that if you are creative in this world that we live in, you and I, Kenny and Molly and Jennifer and Richie and all of us that do this sort of thing, whether on this program or other programs, if we really are curious, we can learn a lot about the nature of people. And I think that sometimes is lost in our discussions because we get wrapped up in pro forma stuff like who's on the right and who's on the left. This is pretty just interesting to see how human nature works or what kinds of people do what kinds of things. I find it fascinating, frankly. 21 after the hour and good day.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Most of you immediately recognize Beethoven's music, right? Actually, this is very recognizable. If we were, I always was fascinated, Kenny, and I spent my life dreaming about certain things. I wanted to run TWA, for example, at a point in my life. I also wanted to program a classical music station and play the hits, because there are hits. This is a classical music hit. If you understand Beethoven or any of the other great contributors to classical music, this song is very popular. And so we play Beethoven because research suggests that out today, and the story is at DougSteffen.com, that doctors could prescribe music to beat heart disease. The research finds recordings by Beethoven, Puccini, Verdi, help lower your blood pressure. So what? We don't need super beats anymore?
So only classical music?
Apparently, yes. The British Cardiovascular Society, having a conference this week, decided to tell everybody that listening to music with a repeated 10-second rhythm coincided with a fall in blood pressure, which reduces the heart rate. This is a study by Oxford University. Compositions which match the rhythm of the body could be used to control the heart. A lot of different recordings like Verdi's music, Puccini, the Ninth Symphony, Adagio from Beethoven, would be extraordinarily impactful, positive. Meanwhile, rock and pop music doesn't have the same impact. As a matter of fact, it was found to increase your blood pressure, so don't be listening to that rap stuff. All right? Calming music will calm listeners. This seems like common sense to me, doesn't it? Slow classical music with this sort of 10-second rhythm. I don't see how that's not anything but common sense.
Do kids, do any kids,
chili peppers?
Oh, I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Do any kids like classical music?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of, yeah, right.
I
exposure to it in the womb is something, and I'm not being facetious, that you're, whatever you're exposed to in the womb is oftentimes what you take to later in life.
Oh, I guess that's my why grandson like Jimi Hendrix.
Is, well, I don't know. My grandson has been exposed to a lot of it, and the astrologer who put forth the cast of his life said that he will be involved in a lot of music in his life. I think that's cool.
Huh, cool.
All right, speaking of what's going to be in your life, I can predict in the next 2 minutes you're going to hear some fun stuff from the monologuists on late night TV, starting with Conan O'Brien.
Taco Bell CEO says its employees are studying the lingo of millennials to better connect with them. They're studying the lingo of millennials. Yeah, that explains their new menu item, the Doritos Los Crushing Student Loan Debt Taco.
All right. Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers up now.
Hillary Clinton joined Instagram yesterday. Yeah. And her first photo, this is true, was of red, white, and blue pantsuits. With the caption, hard choices. Yeah. Everybody agreed it was a great joke, and Hillary was like, what joke? I'm really struggling with this. Like, which one should I wear? And it was just announced that Olympic figure skater Michelle Kwan is now a full-time paid staffer on Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, while Tanya Harding was hired to take care of any other Democrats who entered the race.
Presidential hopeful Rand Paul warned the media today that if anyone is mean to his wife during the campaign, they'll have to answer to him. Yeah. And Hillary Clinton said that if anyone is mean to Bill, that's totally fine. See? We talk about partisan politics a lot, gridlock, this era of Congress that no one gets along. Good news, the annual congressional baseball game between Democrats and Republicans was earlier today. And it's great because for some congressmen, a baseball game is the only place they'll ever be out.
I guess you could take that in any number of ways, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Let that rack around in your brain for a little while, boys and girls. I started the hour with boys and girls and ended it. 28 past the hour now on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Low engine temps are a sign of good engine health. Friction. You know, engines that run hot are just a step away from overheating, but engines that run too cool are also in danger. Why? Low engine temps can cause dreaded water intrusion. Water collects in oil when the natural condensation that occurs in engine startups is not dissipated, typical of short trips when engines aren't brought to full operating temperature. Not only can water intrusion rust engine components, but it also erroneously adds to the oil level. An advantage of synthetic oil is its additive package, like Royal Purple's Centerlect technology that combats the hostile environment caused by water intrusion. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages, then pick up Royal Purple today at Pep Boys. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. E15 as a choice at the pump benefits engines of today's EPA E15 approved vehicles. The first gas station offering an E15 alternative to drivers of light-duty vehicles, model year 2001 and newer, opened its E15 pumps to consumers in Lawrence, Kansas in July 2012. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 Facts About Ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Glasses on, it's a good day to get gone.
Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready to start the day. Friday the 12th of June. Hello. This is straight from the horse's mouth. But you know there are no more horses' asses than there are horses, according to some of my close friends who are closely connected to horses. This program is about cows. But, once in a while there's a horse thing that shows up. Do you realize this past week in the Talk Radio Countdown Review, I do a weekend program that's run a lot of the same stations that carry this. It's a review of the top 10 topics in the world of News Talk Radio. And the American Pharoah win in the Triple Crown was number 9 on the list. And by the way, you can give us your preferences for what you think the most important talk radio topic was of the week, because that's the poll over every weekend at DougStephan.com. Whole list is there, from the ISIS situation to the G7 meetings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I told you earlier that my friend said she thought that the Triple Crown was fixed this year because interest had been waning, so this is a good way to get people back on board. You got to wonder, I heard some speculation on a talk radio program that nobody was really interested in it except those who bet on the races. I don't know that that's true. The ratings were fairly good on television, but horses only interest me because of my interest in her. And there are some beautiful, she had magnificent horses, and there are some magnificent. You look and see how proud these animals are and what they can accomplish. Frankly, I have a whole new respect after seeing what she's done with the horses that she has. Although we've had horses around the farm off and on most of my life, ponies and horses that my sisters rode and friends rode, and you know, it's just been part of the atmosphere. but I always sort of compared them or contrasted them to my fondness for the cows. And the cows and the horses are two different.
Oh, they're so different.
But the interesting thing is what a good, a solid cow is worth. A bull in stud versus a horse like American Pharoah, and what that horse is going to be worth in stud. And the really top ones are worth about the same. There are bulls around that are worth the $40-50 million. And this horse is going to be worth, not many, there are probably four or five, you can count them on your hand. But this horse is going to be worth that kind of dough in the next year or so.
Bulls are just not as beautiful to watch when they run.
Of course they aren't. Yep, nope. That's we all know that, Molly.
Okay.
The number one issue this week is the focus on ISIS, whether we're making military progress there or not. The president sort of admitted in a sheepish way that we hadn't done many things right over there. So as the week ended, there was a training hub being set up in Anbar province. What else is new in the fight against ISIS, Molly?
Well, just that basically he is expanding the military footprint.
He being the president?
Yes.
Hmm. Wasn't he? Wasn't, this is the same president who said, we're going to be out of Iraq and Afghanistan in the first part of my tour of duty?
Yes,
but
President Bush had also set that up, that we would be out by a certain time, and President Obama said he was going to follow through with that.
So you're going to compare President Bush to Obama as there being a difference?
No, I'm just saying that it was originally set up by the Bush administration on when we would be withdrawing, and I think nobody thought through what would happen if we go in and take down the glue of Iraq and then pull out, that there's going to be this vacuum.
We have, how much money have we spent over there? $3+ trillion. The American taxpayer has afforded the Iraqis a new future based on what we've paid in hard-earned money to keep the military-industrial complex going in our country and to supposedly help out the Iraqis. And what we have to show for it is now more failure, more disgusting results. Look at the stuff that's coming, the pictures that are coming out of there. I looked at some from Baghdad yesterday in an area where I visited 5 years ago when I was over there. And it was a mess then. It's more of a mess now. And things were never really fixed up.
So mission accomplished.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. So the thing, let's do teenagers in the news, because this is a very interesting contrast. Molly has a story of a boy who has done something amazing. I have the story of a teenager from Virginia, a high school honor student, as a matter of fact, who pled guilty yesterday in federal court to charges that he supported the Islamic State's recruitment campaign here in our country.
Yes.
So he's one of the youngest Americans to face these kind of charges. His name is Ali Sukri Amin, admitting that he assisted in the radicalization of a friend named Reza Nikushad and aiding her or his. Is that, do we know this is her or his? Reza. I don't know, but anyways, this person traveled to join the ranks of ISIS. So this guy, a young fellow, set up a Twitter account, thousands of followers, and that was what amazed me too. What is there about this message that would attract thousands of teenagers to it?
Oh, don't read too much into that. People follow people on Twitter for any number of reasons.
Really?
Most of the time, well, a lot of people don't even know who they're following.
Yeah. Okay.
They just follow, hoping to build their numbers, hoping you'll follow them back.
Follow. Is that, remember that song? Follow. The court documents outlining this youngster's activities. He used his Twitter account and his webpage and his pro-ISIS blog to proselytize his, is that the right way of proselytize?
Proselytize?
Them too.
Okay.
His radical Islamic ideology to justify and defend ISIS violent practices and to provide advice on topics such as jihadists traveling to fight with them. He authored a series of highly technical articles, this is a 17-year-old kid, targeted at aspiring jihadists and supporters, detailing the use of security measures online, to include the use of encryption and anonymity software. The most consequential of his actions centered on the help he provided to this person last September. According to court documents, he began an effort to convert this person to a radical form of Islam. He had arranged an overseas contact to provide travel instructions for his friend, and then this person boarded a flight to begin a journey that ended in his crossing into Syria. This is a 17-year-old kid. Is this the future of warfare? I mean, think about it for a second. We send 18-year-olds, we give them a gun, give them a uniform, you're in the army now, you hate the stinking chow. So, is it so unusual that somebody that's almost that age is using the access that we all have to the internet and to all kinds of media and all kinds of connections, social media, to bring this stuff up and to help these people? What makes you want to do this, though? Is it your history, your heritage? Should we not be allowing any of these people to come with a name like that, just keep them out of the country? Wait, I get the email on that. Right? If you got a name like that, you can't come. That's almost stupid to say that, but how else do you weed these people out? How do you profile them?
Well, I guess, like you said, why is the answer? Why?
Yeah.
Why do they want to follow ISIS? I think that would be like an incredible discussion if you could get people to talk about it.
Yeah, I want to know what his home life is like, don't you?
Not really.
Oh. What is he got going on at home?
Good.
Are his parents encouraging him to do this? If they are, what the heck are they doing here? Why'd they come here unless they wanted to cause trouble? That's one teenager, baddie. Here's a teenager that's a goodie. Molly?
This little 15-year-old, maybe he's not so little, he's a schoolboy. He's been credited with discovering a new planet. It's about 1,000 light years away. Keele University announced Wednesday that after astronomers confirmed the discovery upon completing 2 years of observation, he worked in an experiment at Keele University in Staffordshire, England. His name's Tom Wagg. He spotted the planet by finding a tiny little dip in the light of a star as a planet passed in front of it. He did it while looking at data collected by the Wide Angle Search for Planets project. So, on one hand, we have this kid, and the other one wants to go join ISIS.
Yeah.
Or recruit for ISIS. This is amazing.
Interesting world we live in, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Right now, people are so strange. But what would we have to talk about if it wasn't for this sort of thing? 888-302-3684. Email to Molly or Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Ken, you got some comments on ISIS and what's happening in the Middle East?
Yes, I do. Dolores says, a country that turns its children into debt slaves for education and claims it can't afford to feed the hungry has no problem pouring billions into war, death, and destruction. The biggest enemy of America isn't ISIS or Al-Qaeda, it's Congress.
Well, I think that goes, Congress is there because we send them there. We allow them to be elected by either our action or inaction. So look in the mirror. I would say that to that person. Look in the mirror. You want to focus on the blame? That's fine. Fix the problem. You and others like you who are Americans who either vote for the wrong people or don't vote at all, don't get involved in the process, aren't involved in the game, if you will. Leave it to somebody else. You're the ones who have caused the problem. What else, Kenny?
Michael says, advisors and a hub. Isn't this how Vietnam became a national cancer?
Yep, sure is. Bring them back. Let's spend some more money over there. Send back the trucks. Send back the troops. One other one?
One more, yeah. Mark says, holy bleep, no more U.S. troops.
Holy bleep. Batman. All right. Carmen Myers, for our listeners I acknowledge on Facebook, thank you for the comment. She says, I've used Cedarside products for years. The best yet spray, fantastic, kills fleas and ticks in seconds. That's an unasked for, unsolicited comment about a product that we've been talking about here on this program for months, actually for a couple of years, I think, Cedarside. It's an all-natural, organic way to get rid of pests. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. If you want more information about how you can get Cedarside products for your home for this summer, inside, outside, protect yourself, your dogs, your cats, all your animals, get rid of the really bad bugs around, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, everything. Don't want any tick bites on your leg. And then go to Cedarside.com.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You've got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned Health Mart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, Health Mart cares about caregivers. Find your local Health Mart at healthmart.com.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Molly Kenny and Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Richie is with me in New York, not with me literally, but we have the annual Talkers Convention, a day-long tribute to the talk radio business, the industry, what's new, what's old, who's in, who's out, what's up, what's down. So a lot of conversation in New York about this business. So as soon as I get off the air, I'm going over there myself. To participate in a couple of things. The media world shaken a bit, but not stirred, by the fact that Rupert Murdoch, who's 84, always referred to, I always like the reference, he's a mogul. He's a media mogul. He's going to transfer control of his Fox Enterprises, myriads, there's all kinds of holdings all around the world. Billions of dollars at stake. His two sons, James and Lachlan, are taking over. He's got a daughter. What's she doing in this? Is she? What's her participation? I'm asking the question because I found it. Although I think that Murdoch is a big sexist. Anyway, or let's say he's a veteran sexist.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Yeah, I get that sense from him.
Yeah.
So, what's his daughter's role in all this? Anybody know?
I haven't heard anything about his daughter's role. Have you, Kenny?
No, maybe she's not allowed to play.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go. It
she's
amazes
probably in
me.
The kitchen.
Yeah, you know, there's a big, at CBS or Viacom, which owns CBS, a fellow named Sumner Redstone, who comes from Boston, his old business model started, he opened up a movie theater in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, when he was 21 years old. And from that came the Viacom world, CBS. He bought and owned, and I mean, he owns 54% of the stock, he and his family. So he's now 92, 93, and he doesn't have much to do with what's going on there. And he has not, I don't believe he has any sons. He has one daughter who is a participant in the board and running things at Viacom, not because Sumner wants her to be, but because she's the only heir apparent to his 54% ownership in the stock that controls Viacom. The problem is he doesn't like his daughter, and she doesn't like him.
Not like your daughter.
How do you not like your daughter? Part of the problem, well, she was, she's very smart, very strong, and he didn't like that. So there were some, it appears she has a lot of his tendencies, a lot of his traits in terms of being smart, understanding the business, wanting to see it grow. But they fought about things that seemed almost like not about business. Do you know what I mean? If you read between the lines, I'm guessing that this guy is an old sexist and doesn't think that women have any place in the boardroom. I don't know that for a fact, but when I read about him, he's a fascinating guy, and that's why I kind of know a lot about him, because he's somewhat local to Boston, but he's he just has, for years and years and years, for 40 years he's been fighting with his daughter about ideas and running the company. He didn't want her involved. I don't think he minded that she was heir to the stock. He just didn't want her having any control. So they, I think they continue to this day to fight about stuff. And it just seems to me, what a waste of energy. 51 after the hour, and good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Now Molly and Kenny and I and you entertain Greg Seven. Actually, that's turning it around. He's supposed to entertain and inform you. That's why he's here from Men's Health Magazine. He's the technology editor. I don't know if I want to get nauseous again today and talk about Windows 10. Or,
or we can get nauseous Microsoft. And talk about net neutrality.
Yeah, let's do that instead. Or maybe what Apple stock is worth. I was looking at a stock portfolio of mine yesterday. And I actually realized I owned Apple stock at one point in time and got rid of it. I made $8,000 on it. This was like ages ago. And I was thinking, how much would that stock be worth now? I mean, I did not a lot of it. Why did I get rid of it?
You know, as Homer Simpson would say,
either or both of those things. All right, so Greg informs us about net neutrality in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. A free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
This report is brought to you by Intel.
Graduation is the perfect time to give your grad what they really want. Intel Powered Technology, a poll by Intel and Her Campus Media, an online community for college women, found that tech is the item respondents couldn't live without. Students have to have technology that fits their needs, powerful enough to keep up with study sessions, but perfect for fun, watching a movie or playing a game. Intel has more on devices for grads. Amy Kirkus, Intel Tech Evangelist.
Intel powers devices for every grad, from all-in-one PCs to ultra-portable tablets to amazing two-in-ones, offering the productivity of a laptop and the fun of a tablet, all in one device. With the power of Intel processors, there's something for everyone. New this year, found in a variety of devices, is Intel RealSense technology, offering depth-enabled photography, fantastic gaming, and photo editing. Also on wishlist, the Intel Compute Stick, a device that fits in the palm of your hand and transforms any monitor or TV into a computer.
For more information, visit Intel.com.
Greg Stebbin here on the Good Day program. Net neutrality, Federal Communication Commission, has come up with these rules that a lot of people don't understand. Apparently, they go into effect today because Congress or the courts decided not to block them. I think this is a mess. What do you make of this, Greg?
I think it's a mess.
Yeah. End of story. Next.
I'm actually looking at an article in Forbes. I just tweeted the URL. It's a really good, balanced story about what's happening. And let me read one of the sentences from the story. It says, I have read the 400-page document of the ruling and talked to expert lawyers, industry executives, and academics, trying to piece the puzzle together to answer this question. Will it be good for consumers? The thing about this is you have to understand that this is more like a murder conviction, like the murderer was convicted, found guilty today, than it is the day that the murder gets executed. Just because it goes into effect today, it doesn't mean that the world changes today. Nobody's pulling the switch. Or if they are pulling a switch, it's not a very big switch. There's going to be lots more wrangling over this, appeals and everything. So what net neutrality will mean for us consumers, first of all, it's mixed, if anyone can actually figure out what it means. And it doesn't mean that the world is going to change today. What's probably going to change today is that a lot of lawyers are going to bill a lot of hours filing a lot of appeals.
So, but what is the impact if, in fact, we do have some kind of it takes its toll on the average person? What does it mean, net neutrality?
Well, I mean, and even there, people don't agree on what the end result may be, but the idea of it is that the companies that provide internet service should not be able to take money to give some companies priority over others.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first hear that, you know, if you're particularly... Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially, yeah. You know, that sounds wonderful, but there's another side that says, if we can't create fast lanes for companies that need it, you know, let's just take Netflix. I mean, Netflix delivers huge files to enable you to watch movies over the internet. There are those who say if companies that need a fast lane can't have it, it may actually put a chill on innovation.
Uh-huh.
So you all of a sudden you go, well, if my Netflix is going to suck, then maybe this isn't such a good thing. And yep. what is the next brilliant thing like Netflix that's not going to happen because we just killed the technology that would enable it?
We're starting something new here called Dougflix.
I like it.
And so I'm going to be looking for as much bandwidth as I can get.
Go for it, baby.
Actually, you know, that is a pretty good idea. Greg Stebbin is here with us on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.